From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. After that mass shooting in Broward County that killed 17 children and adults, marches across the country have been organized to stand up for fallen children due to gun violence. The events are all scheduled for March 24th to support the main March for Our Lives happening in Washington, D.C. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports on a planned march in downtown Fort Myers.
Carling Witt is a 20-year-old student at Florida Southwestern State College, studying music therapy and special needs education. She's also the organizer of the March for Our Lives in Fort Myers. Witt says she was at the 2015 ZombieCon event in downtown when a shooter killed one and injured five others.
That affected me so much. And then in my hometown in Maryland, there was a mall shooting right there, and when I heard that this happened and I heard that people were actually standing up for it, I wanted to be a part of it. I just didn't know how.
Then the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland happened on Valentine's Day, taking the lives of 17 people. And the teenage survivors of that school are marching in the nation's capital, protesting for stricter gun laws to prevent these mass shootings.
It's the most inspiring thing that I've seen happen in almost all my years of being alive. It was terrifying for me being 20, saying, oh, I'm going to start this little branch, you know, of this revolution that's happening. I can't even imagine how terrifying it would be for somebody even a little bit younger than I am, saying, you know, this needs to stop and we're going to do something about it. And to see that happening gives me a lot of hope for our future and for the future of our country and our communities and our schools.
The local March for Our Lives is planned for March 24th in Centennial Park. The details are still being worked out, but updates on the event are on their Facebook page, March for Our Lives SWFL. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.